Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
A Just Transition Fund as climate change calls time on jobs at Bordnemona. Thousands of people stuck in cars on long commutes to Dublin. And the problem of drug abuse in Midland towns and villages. Just some of the issues raised by voters in Offaly and Laois, where six outgoing TDs are in a battle for just five seats following constituency changes. Our reporter John Cook joins me now to tell us more, John, first of all, about those boundary changes.
Yes, Mary, the two-county constituency of Laois, Offaly dates back to 1921 and right up to 2011, but was split into two separate constituencies last time round, with the 2016 general election returning three TDs from each county to Dáil Éireann. 4 years on, a recommendation from the Constituency Commission sees the two counties reunited. So on February 8th, voters will cast their ballots to elect just five TDs to the Dáil, meaning at least one of the outgoing six TDs won't be returning. The boundary changes have also seen around 10,000 voters living around Port Tarlington moved to Kildare South, so this will also have a bearing on the winners and losers. The current lineup of TDs for Laois Offaly includes two Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin, and another former Sinn Féin TD turned independent, with some big names for the big parties here, Mary, like the outgoing Justice Minister and the brother of former Fianna Fáil Taoiseach Brian Cowan. But I'll tell you more about these and other candidates after a word on the issues I encountered as I travelled from Banagher to Birr to Tullamore to Mount Mellick and Port Laois, among other places. Employment is a major issue in both counties, with the closure of Bordnemona facilities as the Midlands moves towards a greener economy, and workers are planning a protest at the soon-to-be-demolished West Offaly power station at Shannon Bridge next Saturday. Also, the quality of other local jobs is a big concern for local people, many of whom say they're forced to make long and congested commutes for jobs in Dublin, with as many as 12,000 people leaving County Laois for work in Dublin every day. There are concerns about hospitals in both counties, especially overcrowding and staffing in Tullamore, and ongoing question marks over the future of the emergency department and maternity services in Port Laois. And it was while I was visiting the Midlands' largest town that a number of people raised the issue of drugs.
The biggest issue around here is, in a lot of the smaller towns around here, is the drug abuse. It's something that the authorities are probably getting it very hard to manage, but it's something that has to be clamped down on. People don't realise how bad it is in Ireland. You can see it with people caught up in addiction, and you can see it with young people here. You can go down to the local park here and you know right well, you can smell what the people are smoking. But it also leads on, it's what that leads on to. Get the people at a young age, teach them the right things to do and not to get involved with drugs.
I think Laois isn't, you know, good for young people because there's nothing really to do, like, you know, like what cities have, and a lot of kids turn to drugs. Myself, I'm trying to get out of here as soon as I can because I don't want to go down that road.
I'm a nurse working in Birr, and staff shortages, there's no attraction for nurses to work in Ireland anymore. An awful lot of nurses are leaving the country still. Health services crashing, not enough GPs in the town.
And I suppose the bed issue. Tullamore is always overcrowded.
Like, my daughter now had to get a hip operation, but she was 4 years on a waiting list for a hip operation. So, like, we're working hard. I have two jobs, working hard and getting nothing for it, like, you know, getting nothing back from the government, so not impressed.
The older people as well, that they're looked after. Mainly home care hours, you know, they need more of that, 2 hours a week even. They need that every day, so they do.
The jobs now that's Bordnemona are on their way out in the Midlands, you know, income is obviously a massive concern for people all the time.
And we're saying we've only almost complete employment. It's not what a lot of people see in small towns like Birr. A lot of people then on very, very short, slow hours. Usual thing, very, very poor pay.
There's no jobs in apart from the prison here in Port Laois and the department. My own sons leave at 5:30 in the morning to go to Dublin. They run a 5-hour round trip every day. It's crazy.
The government says, well, it's creating jobs.
But they're creating them in the big cities where you have the big multinationals coming into the likes of Dublin, but it's not filtering down to the local areas like here, Port Laois, Tullamore, Birr, the commuter towns. And most people living in Port Tarlington, it's like a ghost town during the day because people are travelling to Dublin, leaving early in the morning, getting back late at night.
The amount of people that commute from Dublin, from here to Dublin to work, quality of life, you know, it's clogging up the roads, it's wasting people's life.
Some of the issues with voters in Birr and Port Laoise. Tell us about the candidates in Laoise Offaly, John.
15 candidates, Mary, in the race for 5 seats, with Fianna Fáil running 4 representatives in their bid to win back the 3 seats they held for 3 decades up until 2007. Fine Gael had planned 3 candidates but ended up focusing on just 2 to maximise its hopes of hanging on to them. Their outgoing Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan, who had many of his posters near Mount Mellick covered in graffiti saying RIC in the last week in reference to the controversial plans for the Royal Irish Constabulary commemorations he was forced to shelve. But as we know, local issues are more important, and for him it's the future of services at the Midland Regional Hospital in Port Laoise. An internal HSE report had recommended downgrading its emergency department. It's never been implemented, but local hospital campaigners have been annoyed at his handling of plans for a meeting with the Health Minister that still hasn't happened. And as I spoke to some of the candidates, the Fine Gael party put forward his running mate, former Junior Minister Marcella Corcoran-Kennedy, for interview in Birr. She herself is under pressure over the job situation in Bordnamona and eager to stress that government plans for a just transition fund on climate change will be focused primarily on the Midlands.
With the loss of work now for Bordnamona workers, how are we going to replace those jobs? How is it going to impact on our local community? So I'm fighting very hard at government, with the Minister, and to make sure that we have a just transition for everybody in our region.
6 TDs across Laoise and Offaly looking for just 5 seats. Someone's under pressure, or maybe a few of you are. Is it you perhaps, Deputy Corcoran-Kennedy, because people would have seen you demoted in Leo Varadkar's government, perhaps thinking he overlooked this constituency, and Charlie Flanagan coming under a lot of pressure, particularly about the recent RIC commemoration controversy?
Well, Minister Flanagan is a wonderful minister, and I have every confidence that he's going to do really, really well. I am very well aware of the numbers, and the real reality is that if Fianna Fáil win 3 seats in this constituency, it'll be very hard for Fine Gael to go into government. And if they do win 3 seats, well, then I'm definitely one of the people that'll be gone. But the prospect of having 5 men representing Laoise Offaly is not a good one in my view.
Sean Fleming, TD, Fianna Fáil, County Laoise. We have 2 outgoing TDs. We're trying to get a 3rd seat. We have 2 candidates in each county, and the feeling is we're much closer to getting 3 seats than ending up with 2 seats. A big issue in Laoise is the hospital, the uncertainty created by Simon Harris and as Minister for Health in relation to the future of the accident and emergency and the maternity and the paediatric ward of the hospital in Port Laoise. But if we are in government with a Fianna Fáil Minister for Health, I will immediately ask the Minister to come to Port Laoise, see the hospital, meet the local people. Port Laoise is the fastest growing town in Ireland. Laoise is one of the fastest growing counties in terms of population. So it makes no sense to be talking about downscaling the A&E department.
But you can't make an absolute promise on the hospital. You'd have to heed the medical experts.
You would have to heed the medical experts and the population trends in the area.
Brian Stanley, Sinn Féin TD, Laoise Offaly. I'm a former Bordnamona employee. The big issue is for us to become a major generation hub for power in the Midlands. You had a number of large power stations in the country that were peat driven, and it was the power generation hub. What we're saying now is Laoise Offaly now needs to become the power generation hub again of the Midlands. And the way to do that is, and Sinn Féin has more credit on this because we have researched this and we've been putting this out for the last 4 or 5 years, is the need to get into biogas, biomass, sensible wind policies, more offshore wind. We need to have hydro, and we need to have more solar. And there's jobs to be created in all of them right here on Bordnamona lands.
Carol Nolan, Independent TD.
You were a Sinn Féin TD though.
That's correct, I was indeed. And I've been independent since June 2018. And I have, I suppose, restructured and rebranded.
People might ask, are you an independent candidate now over a disagreement on abortion issues with Sinn Féin, or is it about the way the constituency is shaping up now and there isn't room for 2 Sinn Féin candidates where one TD is going to lose their seat?
No, absolutely not. I didn't have a free vote in the Sinn Féin party. I didn't have a conscience vote, and I know myself and Padraig Tobin, another TD, were forced to leave because we had no free vote, and that's what happened. My supporters and myself met and we came to the conclusion that it would be best for me to run as an independent, to stay independent, and that's what I intend doing.
Senator Pippa Hackett, Green Party candidate for Laoise Offaly.
Some voters said to me today that if the Greens could elect a candidate in the bogs of the Midlands with everything that's going on with Bordnamona, well, sure, they'd sail through, and it's not going to be that easy for you, surely.
No, it won't. But I mean, I did get elected in the Eden Derry local area in the local elections. I mean, and that is the heartlands of the boglands, surrounded by farmers, very rural, and I managed it there. Look, we're not introducing wolves. It's not a policy of ours. And, you know, look, we're still a long way from any sort of carpooling, I think, in rural Ireland in particular.
John, what about the other candidates?
Well, as well as those we've heard or mentioned already, Mary, Fianna Fáil's three other candidates are outgoing TD Barry Cowan from Clara, Councillor Peter Ormond from Shinrone and Pauline Flanagan in Port Laois. Other independents are Ballyfin truck driver John Daly of the National Party, Councillor John Lahey from Kilcormac. He previously led Renewa, but its representative on the ballot paper this time round is Noel O'Rourke from Port Laois. Councillor Ken Smullen is from Clara, representing the Irish Democratic Party. Labour has Councillor Noel Toohey in Port Laois, where Stephen Tynan is the Solidarity People Before Profit candidate. And I've been discussing the likely winners and losers in Laois-Offaly with journalist and broadcaster Will Faulkner of Midlands 103.
If you look at the national opinion poll, Fianna Fáil is in the lead. If it is able to sustain that and return to its historical norm of three seats in Laois-Offaly, then that will put pressure on all of the others. Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin will hope that across the two counties he can sustain his vote, and certainly with the national trend he would be in a position to do that, and that would suggest one of the Fine Gael TDs will be a casualty. Charlie Flanagan as Justice Minister has the higher profile. Marcella Corker and Kennedy with the Bord na Mona issue faces a particular headwind.
So you have six TDs looking for five seats. You're suggesting, well, Fianna Fáil is going to gain one. So, well, two people have to lose out. So who's the other loser?
So Carol Nolan will be trying to hold on to her seat. She faces an uphill battle. Marcella Corker and Kennedy for Fine Gael also. But there are variables in this. John Lahey, the independent, formerly the leader of Renewa. This will be his third general election. There are other independent candidates who've gained profile. Ken Smullen, who's now a member of Offaly County Council.
It seems fairly clear cut to you, Will, I think. If Fianna Fáil is looking to lead government, well, they're focused very much on having three seats in Laois-Offaly. They would be Barry Cowan topping the poll.
Barry Cowan or Sean Fleming, hard to say which of them. And the surplus, they would hope, will bring Peter Ormond across the line. But again, there's that unknown around Port Arlington, those 10,000 votes shifting into Kildare South, and also the relative lack of a North Offaly candidate. A town like Edenderry, 7,000 people, big issues there, not a single home to rent on daft.ie at the moment, and nobody effectively being their voice.
Would it be fair to say, so that's your prediction, those three Fianna Fáil seats followed by Brian Stanley, Charlie Flanagan?
If I was a betting person, I would definitely say three Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin.
There you go. That's Will Faulkner of Midlands 103, ending John Cook's report from the Laois-Offaly constituency.